Okay, that should be the last of the groceries. I tell you, shopping has never been more exhausting. I'm still waiting on a reschedule for my next eye appointment. I need to give contacts a try. I'm so sick of my own breath fogging up my glasses every time I wear a mask. You said it, partner. What better way to unwind and treat ourselves after running a bunch of errands wearing PPE than with some retro gaming on a Super Nintendo Classic while we eat? I know. Gaming, eating, and vaping. Thank you, sweetie. Here, if you let me shower first, and you put away the groceries, I'll prepare some snacks and get the SNES plugged in while you're showering. Deal? Oh, come on. You're just as awesome. And look at it this way. The more time we spend together, the more my coolness I'll share with you. Look at you. Like brand new. How about a tiger? Got a big appetite? Not just for me, but I made us some sandwiches too. You're the best too, baby. Wait until you see. My gaming is just as expert as my kissing. Oh, you weren't done yet? Sorry, darling. If you want some more, you gotta show me what you got. You'll thank me later for getting you to eat first. SNES Classic. When I was a 90s kid, I grew up on Super Mario World and Kirby Superstar. My best friend owned Earthbound, Donkey Kong Country, and Super Mario Kart. And this puppy has all that and so much more. Let's take turns. I'll let you play what you want first while I... light one up and dig into this spread. And then we'll switch. Sweet. Mega Man X. All right, your password worked. Where are you starting from? Nice. You've defeated all the Mavericks. Are you ready to fight Sigma? Have you found all the secret items? You don't have all the heart tanks yet? Which one are you missing? The one in Sting Chameleon's stage? I can show you how to get it if you want. All right. Time for some MLG strats. First of all, Sting Chameleon's heart tank has three prerequisites. One, you need the dash upgrade from Chill Penguin stage. Two, you need the helmet upgrade from Storm Eagle stage. And third, you need to have defeated Launch Octopus. You got all three? All right. Select Sting Chameleon and I'll walk you through it. I wonder what this must have been like for older kids playing this game for the first time. You know, who grew up playing the Mega Man series on the original NES? Battling Dr. Wily and his robot masters. Airman, Metal Man, Flash Man, Heat Man. Then you make the jump to the SNES, and none of the enemies' names in a man anymore. Chill Penguin, Flame Mammoth, Launch Octopus. And the final villain is a robot named Sigma. This had to feel like the Mega Man series had taken everything to the next level with a leap to the SNES. Like, this isn't your elementary school Mega Man anymore. This is Mega Man for big kids. This is Mega Man X. All right, we're here. Just before you go into the rock tunnel, you see that pit? It looks like if you jump in, you'll just die. But you won't. Hang onto the wall and slide down. Yep, there's water below. See, this is what's clever about Mega Man X. Clearing stages affects the environments of other stages. This would have been a bottomless pit if you were playing the stage first. But because you already cleared the ocean level, Launch Octopus's stage, the pit's been flooded with water. Now, here's where you need the helmet upgrade. See those blocks? Jump into them to bash them with your head and land on the ground. And now, here's where you need the dash upgrade. You use a dash jump and you reach the heart tank. Being underwater, you'll float further. Bam! And that's how it's done. Aw, you're too sweet. You could have looked this up online yourself. I gotta admit, it's fun to know that all my old school gaming trivia comes in handy. All those hours, all those years, it wasn't a waste. How much else do I know? Well, how about this? Let's switch. I'll pick another game, and I'll play for a little bit, and let you chow down. I think I'll choose... Donkey Kong Country. To think, this game was released just 2 years before the Nintendo 64 came to North America. It shows. As a platformer, its gameplay is fun and has replay value. But it's the graphics that make this game stand out. The enemy designs, the background, the animations. It all pushes the limits of what Super Nintendo could do. All right. We're playing on my save file. What stages always give you fits in this game? Oh, Minecart Carnage. The first minecart level. Yeah, it's definitely easy to die on that level. But you know, a lot of the levels in DKC have warps. They're exactly what they sound like. Warps in this game allow you to bypass almost the entire level. They come in the form of a hidden barrel that blasts you further along the stage. Here, watch me. I'll show you where to find two of them, starting with Minecart Carnage. This first warp requires a leap of faith. Here I am at the start of the level. Normally, you jump into this auto-fire barrel and it launches you into a minecart and the ride begins. But I'm not gonna do that. Instead, I'll stand just to the left of the barrel, then jump completely over it. Once I clear it, I'll then press left on the D-pad so that I'm hugging against the mine wall. Are you watching, babe? All right. And jump. Bam, you see that? Instead of a bottomless pit, there's an off-screen auto-fire barrel, which blasts me to the warp barrel. And now here I am. There's an empty minecart waiting for me, and it's a short ride to the end. There's just one more... right there. There's one crash you gotta jump over, and he comes at you real fast, so you gotta be alert. And there we have it. That's the end of the level. Thanks. I try my best. I haven't unlocked all the secrets, and I don't know all the warps, but Minecart Carnage is one of the ones I'm most familiar with. And thank goodness, because that level is a life stealer. All right, your turn again. You pick. I know. It's hard to choose. Tell you what. I need to use the bathroom. That should give you enough time to decide, right? Help yourself to my vape if you want. But don't eat everything while I'm gone.